I've found it's good to get us moving a little bit before we start. A little bit of singing, a little bit of praising, a little bit of praying. Get our minds in the right place so that we can receive. Because as we, every week as God is talking to me, he's using important information for us to integrate into our life, to make it a part of our life. And if we can be awake when that information comes, it helps.
Yes.
So, and also we need to get the Spirit moving. And we talked about a lot about this in the workshop last weekend, how, you know, the Spirit, well, the actual thing is the Spirit is always moving. It's getting us to be moving with the Spirit, you know, because the Spirit of God has places to go and things to do. There is a plan that was set up from the foundation of the earth, and that Spirit is trying to get going. And sometimes, you know, we have the Spirit within us always, but it's not moving. We're not moving with it. You know, the Spirit is moving, but we're not moving with it. And as a result, we're not fulfilling the plan of God. We're not doing the things that we can do. We're not reaping the benefits in our life that are there just waiting. So we have to get ourselves stirred up daily and realize, I've got to go with that. I've got to get moving with this Spirit. And you've got to get yourself fired up. Because there are things that want to come against you to make you tired, to make you fearful, to make you, you know, it's too hot, it's too loud, it's too cold, it's too, you know, scary, all these things. And so it's easy for us to suddenly get focused on that stuff and feel like, well, nothing's happening in my life. But the Spirit of God is already inside of us, moving. It wants to go, and we have to get ourselves, yes, I want to get on board with this, and I want to move too. So this is a good little exercise for us to do, to say, I'm getting on board, you know. So if we were to be more accurate with what we were saying, we might not have to say Spirit move, we might have to say move with the Spirit, move with the Spirit. Well, maybe we'll try that next week. You know, but essentially that's what we want to be reminding ourselves every day. When you get up, first thing in the morning, you should remind yourself, I'm going to be moved by the Spirit today. I'm going to move with the Spirit today. Wherever the Spirit guides me, I'm going to go. Because the Spirit sees things. God's Spirit is seeing things that you're not seeing. They're seeing. You should make a right turn right here because there's a really great blessing right there around the corner just waiting for you. And if you're not moving with the Spirit, you're saying, well, I always go left. So you didn't go right. And then you miss out on the blessing that was waiting. So we want to be moved by the Spirit, but we got to wake up and say, okay, I'm moving with the Spirit today. I'm moving wherever it's taking me. That's where I'm going to go. If it tells me something, I'm going to be listening for it so that I can follow that guidance. If it moves me in some way, I want to do that because I know wherever God is moving me, it's for my best. If I'm moving myself just out of habit or repetition or routine or beliefs that I have or fears that I have, if I'm moving myself, then probably I'm not moving in the right way in life. And that's the way most people move in the world. But if we move where the Spirit is guiding us, now we are moving in a perfect divine flow. God has already orchestrated things out there. You know, when I talk about synchronicity and God already pre-planning and preparing the way and having all resources are provided for you, like finances or people that are going to come into your life to assist you with your soul purpose, or partners that you're waiting for a great partner to come into your life. It's all been prepared already, and it's waiting. And one of the keys that we can step into having that quicker is by being able to follow the Spirit, move with the Spirit, because the Spirit is going to always be moving you right towards what God's prepared. Isn't that exciting?
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Praise God.
That's exciting. And so everything, get this down, everything has already been prepared. God, when Jesus came and walked on the earth, right, he already opened the way for the prosperity. He already opened the way for the health. He already opened the way for the blessings. He already opened the way for the favor. He already opened the way for us to get back to that position where we were always meant to be, meaning that we are in charge of this world. The world is not in charge of us. We should be running this world. And he already provided that and set it all up. There's nothing else that God has to do. It's already been set up. Now we've received the Spirit. And we receive the Spirit when we say, Jesus, I believe in you. I know that you did this for me, and I thank you, and I invite you to come into my life, come into my heart. Now we have. Then we receive the Spirit when we're baptized. And now that we have that Spirit inside of us, the next step, and this is easy, we just have to follow. We just say, yeah, I want to move with the Spirit. I want to move with the Spirit today. And now we get sensitive and we start listening. Where's the Spirit taking me? What's the Spirit saying? What's the Spirit telling me to say? And if you say what the Spirit tells you to say, if you do what the Spirit tells you to do, I'm talking about the Spirit of God here, of course, and if you go where the Spirit is leading you, you're going to get right to where you're supposed to be to receive your blessings that God has prepared, to receive your partner that God has prepared, to receive your healing that God has prepared. It's already been prepared.
Amen.
But we just have to follow wherever God is leading us so that we'll get there. Every morning when you get up, I challenge you guys, when you get up in the morning, get out there and say, I'm moving with the Spirit today. That's it. I'm moving with the Spirit. I'm not moving with my normal routine. I'm going to throw out my normal route to work. If that's down the staircase, okay. Maybe you have to go down the banister. I don't know. You know, but whatever. Just say, okay, I'm gonna go out of the norm. Maybe I always eat the same thing for breakfast. Today I'm going to be listening to the Spirit. What's the Spirit telling me to eat for breakfast? Maybe you always dress the same way, you know, when you go to work. Maybe you have like if you have a uniform, you probably have to wear that or you might get fired. But if, you know, if it's not a uniform, maybe you're always dressing kind of similar, then maybe you need to listen to the Spirit tell you what you need to put on today. Hopefully they're matching socks. But, you know, who knows? The Spirit might be more creative than you and try two different socks. We don't know.
Different shoes,
sure. Yeah, that happens sometimes to Liza. She'll wear two different shoes. Doesn't even notice. But the Spirit was moving. And that's the same with everything. See, because we get into routines. We prepare when we get out of bed, we brush our teeth, we comb our hair, we go shower, we kind of have a routine that we go through stuff. And I'm sure you guys have that real routine where you do the same thing. Sometimes people eat the same thing. They dress the same way, they do it all in the same order. I mean, hopefully you will dress after you shower, not before. You know, that might be a little creative there. On a hot day, it might not be so bad, though, actually. It might help cool you down a bit if you shower after you dress.
It's not a good advice.
I'm not saying that's the Spirit. I'm just telling you that the Spirit might guide you. Mm-hmm. And you want to follow. And sometimes the advice might be out of what you expect. You might be like, oh, wow, that's weird. I'd never do that. No, you wouldn't. But if God is saying, let's try this, then maybe you should do it, even though you never would do it. Because if that's the moment where you're going to... Oh, great example. You know, when I went to this event, I went to this course, and I walked in and I asked God, where should I sit to get the most out of it? And there was a chair that lit up at the front of the course, in the room. And I don't like sitting at the front of the room. I like sitting at the back of the room when I'm in some sort of course. I kind of like to sit there and be unnoticed and kind of... Well, this was the front. And I went and sat down there. I didn't feel comfortable because it wasn't me. It wasn't what I normally do. And I tried to sit there, but I was like, I got up and I went to the back. But then I couldn't get comfortable at the back because the voice kept telling me, you should be sitting at the front. You know, and I said, the question I asked was, you know, where should I sit to get the most out of this course? And I just, that wasn't the seat over there. So I came back to the one that was lit up. Well, that was the day that I met Liza because her books were under the chair next to mine. I did something that was different than what I would normally do. I was guided by the Spirit of God to sit in the front row. The front row did not feel like me. The front row was never where I sat. The front row didn't feel comfortable even to me, but the Spirit of God said, "This, you asked me a question? You want to get the most out of it? You sit in the front row." You know, it's funny, the course, I didn't use anything from the course. The best thing I got out of that course was a wife. And that wasn't too shabby, because you can see her right here. She's incredible. My whole life changed because of that. And it changed because I was following the Spirit. This is what I'm telling you guys, that every day, get up and get yourself moving with the Spirit. Get out of the rut. And I'm telling you, you're in a rut. If you're just going through something habitually, just because it's a habit, just because you know it, just because it feels comfortable, sometimes the Spirit's going to move you in an uncomfortable way. Like I was saying, when I was sitting in the front row, I felt uncomfortable. It didn't go with what I was wanting to be. It didn't go with where I wanted to sit. You know, it wasn't me. But still, because I followed that and I got out of my comfort zone, because your comfort zone, you know what? Your comfort zone is not your blessing zone. Mm. Your comfort zone is not your blessing zone. Your comfort zone is where you have found a place to exist. But God wants you not just to exist. He wants you to thrive. He wants you to be blessed. And that's not in your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is a coping mechanism that you can get through the day so that you kind of can have some semblance of understanding and control of a world that cannot be controlled. And so you want to be in that comfort zone, but your comfort zone is not your blessing zone.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we want to get out of the comfort zone and get into the blessing zone. And to get into the blessing zone, we got to be listening to the Spirit of God. Where is the Spirit of God leading me today? And it's going to lead me into places that maybe like, oh, I've never been there before. Oh, but if you go with it, I'm telling you, that's where the blessing is. That's where God has been doing all the work to prepare the people that you need, to prepare the resources that you need, to prepare the assistance that you need in your job or your life, to prepare the healing that you've been waiting for, to prepare the excitement and the joy. We're talking about a life, when we talk about a life with God, it's a life of joy and blessing. That means we should be happy. We should feel exhilarated. We should feel excitement. It's not a boring life. A lot of people have that misunderstanding. They think, oh, it's going to be a boring life. We're not going to be able to do anything fun anymore. But it's not that at all. When we're walking with God, it's exciting every day. It's an adventure.
Amen.
You don't know which way you're going to go to work in the morning. He might tell you to take your bicycle and ride what seems like the opposite way to get there. And then you bump into somebody who is actually going your way and you catch a ride with them. And it ends up being the person that you spend the entire rest of your life with because they're your perfect partner. But that's how the Spirit of God works. It doesn't always make sense. It doesn't always seem logical, and it's definitely not in your comfort zone.
Amen.
It's out there in the blessing zone. And that's what we want to do, is make that shift. In order to make that shift, we've got to have, every morning when we get up, move with the Spirit.
Amen.
Move with the Spirit. You know, I love how when Jesus was walking on the earth, it did seem like he just randomly kind of did things. Remember how he picked out his disciples? He just kind of randomly wandering along and say, hey, follow me. Hey, why don't you follow me? It wasn't like he made a list of the top guys. Let's go check these guys out. We're going to find out who's best. Let's ask around. Let's ask a few experts. Who do you think would make a really good disciple? I think that's what I'm going to do. Instead, it's like he's wandering around, kind of randomly finds some guy. Hey, a tax collector. That would be fun. Okay, why don't you follow me? You know? But when you start to think about, well, how was he doing this? Was it just random? Was he kind of just wandering around aimlessly? No. He wasn't in a comfort zone either of doing things according to a specific way that they were doing in the world. He was following the leading of the Spirit. Remember, right after he was baptized, it talks about a dove-like shape that came down upon him, and that was the Spirit of God that came upon him. Now the Spirit, and it stayed on him, it rested on him, it didn't leave, and that's the first time that was happening. Before that, the Spirit of God could come on people and would rest on them, but then it would leave them. It was like an anointing, it would be on, it would be off. Jesus had the Spirit of God inside of him, and that was the first time that began to happen. And he opened the way for us to do that. And now he starts to show us, how do we live like that? Because we learn how to live from our parents and from society and from watching other people, and we try to pick up techniques that are effective, you know, tools for effective living or success, you know, and we try to copy this stuff, and then we wonder, how come I'm failing so miserably when that person was successful? And that's because it doesn't work. But if we do what Jesus was saying and show what really, truly exciting living is about, an adventure every day, he wasn't picking out those disciples randomly. The Spirit of God was telling him, go invite this tax collector to follow you. Hey, go get in the boat of that fisherman Peter over there and tell him to throw his net over the right side and then say, you're going to be a fisher of men.
Amen.
He wasn't just doing it randomly because he was walking along and they happened to be there. The Spirit was guiding him every step of the way, telling him, hey, go check over there. Go look over there. Hey, go this way. Hey, don't do it this way. Do it a different way. And if you notice, when he's healing the blind, which he did several times in the Bible, we see that he didn't heal them all the same way. He didn't say, "See," to every one of them. One, he spits in the ground and makes some mud and wipes it on the guy's eyes and then sends him down to the river. The other one, he touches the eyes and says, "Open." You know, he did it different ways. Why? Because he wasn't just following a routine or a recipe that was comfortable, that got him into the comfort zone. Well, it's a little bit uncomfortable to get out there healing people, so I'll just follow this ABC recipe that'll make it nice and safe for me. No, he got out in the blessing zone, where the adventure happens, where the fun is, where our life is exciting, and where we get to receive the blessings that God has provided for us. And that's how Jesus was working. Suddenly he gets guidance. This blind man, put some mud on his eyes. This blind man, touch him. This blind man, just say, "You are healed." So the Spirit was telling him different ways to be effective. You want to have effective living? You listen to how the Spirit tells you to do something on a given day, on a given street, at a given time. Because you could be on that exact same street, at the exact same time, on a different day, and the Spirit might tell you to do it a different way. In fact, it probably will tell you to do it a different way. Because that's the way the Spirit of God works. And it's all based on everything else that God has orchestrated for us. So we can't be dependent on a routine or something that's familiar to us, because then we're not able to step into the blessing zone. If we can't step into the blessing zone, then we can't receive the blessing. You know, if you're in the comfort zone, you can't receive the blessing. You can't receive the adventure. You can't receive the fun for your life. And even though you feel like you're safe, you're not safe. And you're not happy in the comfort zone. You're not safe. And that's why all the time anxiety comes up, even though you're in your comfort zone and trying to do the things you know. Because that's not you. That's not who you were created to be. That's not what God wanted you to be. He wanted you to be something far greater. You got to get out of your comfort zone to do that. I remember this prophet Jonah. I don't know if you know, remember Jonah?
Yeah.
A little story about Jonah. Jonah, you know, he was in his comfort zone, hanging out, and God came to him and said, so the Spirit came to him and said, "I want you to go over to this town, Nineveh, and I want you to prophesy to these people." Oh, these people are really, you know, they've been doing some bad stuff. They've been really sinning against God and doing all kinds of things that I have said not to do. And I've tried to tell them not to do it, but they're still doing it. So Jonah, I want you to go over there and talk to these people. And they, I mean, they're talking, he's talking about bikers and, you know, gangs and, you know, all kinds of, you know, I don't know if they had bikers back in that day, but, you know, the equivalent of it. And so this was outside of Jonah's comfort level. He had a good thing going. He's a prophet of God. He's got a cushy little job there, just kind of relax, kick back. And now God is asking him to leave his nice little place, go into this city where there's just trouble and chaos and all kinds of, you know, mayhem, and go in there and try to tell these guys that God wants them to change. That's out of the comfort zone right there. And so Jonah said, no, we're not going to do that. I got a better plan. I'm going to run from God. I'm going to get on the first ship and go and hide in the very bottom of the ship so God won't see me, and then we'll be able to make an escape from him, and I won't have to go to this uncomfortable place that God is asking me to go. And so he hides in the base of this ship, and when he gets out there, pretty soon there's a big storm, and the water is splashing, and the waves are going, and the wind is blowing, and the ship is taking on water, and all the guys are screaming, "Ah, we're all going to die!" And Jonah's down in the bottom of the ship, and down there, he realizes this ship is going to sink because I'm on it. And he comes up and he tells the guys, he said, "Guys, you know, you got to throw me overboard. This whole thing is because of me." And they're like, "We can't throw you overboard. That wouldn't be right. We can't just throw an innocent man overboard. What are you talking about?" And then he finally says, "You got to throw me overboard because I didn't listen to God and I tried to run away from God." And sure, all the guys were like, "He's trying to run away from God? What is he, an idiot?" But he was doing it to get it because he didn't want to be in the blessing zone because it might be a little uncomfortable for him. And so he made this run. So they threw him overboard. And then he got eaten by this big fish, probably a whale. And there he was, the stomach of the whale, and there he sat, and he was there for a while, and after a while he started thinking, this is not my comfort zone. He said, this is not the place where I really wanted to be. You know what, God? He begins to pray, God, I'm sorry, I should have done what you said, and please forgive me. I'll go and I'll talk to these people if you'll just give me a second chance. And so basically the whale threw him up on the shore. And
convenient.
And Jonah went off to Nineveh to talk to the people and tell them about God. And then they turned around, they repented, and they changed, and they became followers of God because of what he did. And so this was a blessing. And so sometimes great things happen when we get out of our comfort zone. But we gotta make that effort every day to follow the Spirit of God. It's not easy, guys. I'm not saying it's going to be a cakewalk for you, because it seems to be easier that once we get into a habit, right? Just follow that habit. Just keep doing what you're doing. But the problem is, if you don't like what you're getting and you keep doing what you're doing, you're always going to get the same thing. If you don't like the results of your life, you need to do something different. Now, I'm sure that you woke up on mornings, looked in the mirror and said, darn it, that's it. I look good. No, you probably looked in the mirror and said, darn it, you know, that's enough. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to do something completely different today. Right? Haven't you said that? You said, I'm not going to be the same person anymore. I'm going to do it differently. And so you came up with a whole other list of routines that you did instead of the ones you did before. You changed the routines. And you still were in this habit of doing things the way you knew how to do it. Just different. Maybe different order. But in following the Spirit of God, that's a completely different way of doing things. When we are able to hear the Spirit of God leading us and let him take us through life, every moment of every day, let the Spirit of God lead you, your life will change. That's what you're looking for. We all want our lives to be better. We want to get better results. We're not going to get different results from doing the same things you're doing that you've always been doing. It won't change. If we keep doing the same thing, we'll keep getting the same results. But if we begin to follow the Spirit of God will lead us to do different things. Lead us to do different things in different ways. Will lead us out of the comfort zone into the blessing zone. And now we can begin to walk in a whole new way. This is the way that Jesus was showing us how to walk every single day. He did things in different ways that we didn't see coming. You know, I don't know if you remember the first time you read the story or somebody told you the story. You start hearing the story, you start hearing about how there's all 5,000 people and they need to be fed and there's no food, and the disciples are going, well, why don't we just send them away? And Jesus says, no, you guys need to feed them. And you're probably thinking to yourself, well, where are they going to get all that food? They'll probably get a truck from Ralph's and have it back up, and you know, they'll have all this great meal. They could send out for catering and have some caterers come in and get them, right? That's probably what you were thinking. And then boom, you get the surprise that Jesus asks them, well, what do you got? And the disciples didn't have a lot. They had, you know, the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, you know, so they got a total of 7 pieces of food, essentially, and they're trying to feed 5,000 people. And you're probably thinking at that point, uh-oh, we got a problem here. If you're thinking, you know, before you knew the story, you're probably thinking, well, that's not enough. You know what? If I was them, I would probably take that and just go, let's go have the disciples have a nice little, we can have that last supper right now. Just the disciples and Jesus are going, we'll have that last supper and we'll eat that then. But no, that's not what happened, is it? Because Jesus, again, did something that surprised us. First, he took that bread and he looked up to heaven and he blessed that bread and then he broke it and then he broke the fish and he put it in these baskets and then he said to the disciples, okay, hand it out and feed the people. Which you're probably thinking at that point, so it's smaller pieces. What's that going to do? But yet, everybody was able to take some out of there and be filled to the full, and they still have 12 baskets left over after. And it's because Jesus was following the Spirit. Things happen differently, right? We wouldn't think that 5 loaves and 2 fish are enough. We wouldn't think, number one, that we could feed 5,000 people if we didn't have it. Even the disciples thought, we don't have it. What, do you want us to go out and spend the money for this? 5,000 people, and we're not even talking about the children and the women. We're only talking about the men. And this group was massive, and these guys are thinking, that's all big. Have you ever thrown a party? I mean, if you throw a party for 20 people, it starts adding up. We're talking, a good number of people, maybe 15,000 if we add in those women and children. So I'm sure the disciples were thinking the same thing, but we don't want to think, like they do in the world. We want to think the way they do in heaven. Amen. We want to think according to the Spirit of God. In fact, the best thing to do, let God do the thinking. Mm-hmm. You do the listening and find out from God, what do I need to do about this situation? That way you won't have to hurt your head trying to figure it out. You'll be able to ask God, what do I need to do? Oh, good. Ask him what they got. What do you got? 5 loaves and 2 fish. Great. God, I got 5 loaves and 2 fish. Don't think it's enough. What should I do with it? Oh, good. Break it in pieces. Yeah, that'll work. So they break it in pieces. And then, now what? Hand it out. All we have to do is be believing God. Don't doubt God. I know I was making a little fun saying, oh, well, that's not going to work. No, we want to be just doing and believing and saying, yes, God, I'll do that. Okay, break it in pieces. Yes, God, I'll do that. And you can do the same. We just have to follow the Spirit of God as it leads us in greater and greater ways. And this is the thing that's working all the time in our life. Say amen to this.
Amen.
If you can follow the Spirit of God, your life can become an adventure.
Amen.
Your life can now get into the blessing zone. How many of you have had a day, one single day, where you have followed the Spirit of God from the time you got up to the time you went to bed? The whole day. Every single thing, from your lunch to the way you dressed, to the way you showered, to the way you brushed your teeth or got ready? Did you follow the Spirit of God for every single second and moment of every single day, just for that one day? No. But how many of you, even though you may have only followed him for a few minutes here or a few minutes there, received an incredible day of blessing and prosperity? Had an amazing adventure, had something exciting you did not expect. That's right. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Because that's the great thing, is that, yeah, we forget to listen to the Spirit of God. Yeah, sometimes we only hear him once during the day because we were busy doing something else. But if we follow that Spirit for that few minutes, or if we follow the Spirit of God just that one time, amazing blessing comes into our life. Now, if amazing blessing is coming into your life when you hear the Spirit of God just one time and you follow, or amazing blessing is coming into your life because you followed him a few times during the day, one day, imagine, just imagine this now, how much blessing can come into your life if you were to follow him from the time you got up to the time you went to bed, every single detail, every single thing, every single day. How much blessing God has waiting for you to come into your life. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
Amen. God has incredible blessing waiting for us, and it's right there. It's not in the comfort zone. It's in the blessing zone. The blessing zone is when we're following and hearing God and walking with his Spirit each and every day. The Spirit is inside of you already. You just got to get moving with it. Move with the Spirit. And if you can get that down where you're moving with the Spirit every single day, then you're going to be led by the Spirit, and you'll be led right into the hands of God, right into the plan of God. Did you know the plan of God for you is amazing? The life that God has planned for you is incredible. That he has created such amazing things you can't even imagine because they're beyond your wildest dreams.
Amen.
And that's what God has provided for you. And it's waiting for you. And all you need to do is to step in to that blessing zone.
Amen.
To walk by the Spirit of God each and every day. It's how Jesus was showing us. And if we can just do that, and look, all you have to do is listen and follow, listen and speak, listen and do. You just have to copy what God is telling you. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to rack your brains to try to come up with some philosophy on life and a different way of doing it. No. God has got the perfect way, the best way, the most amazing way for you.
Praise God.
Your life. And nobody else has an amazing life like you do. You have the most amazing life, exactly perfect for you. So don't get worried about looking at what's happening with other people and how their life is going and think, oh, their life is going so great. No, just turn your attention to the Spirit of God and hear where you need to go, what you need to do, what you need to say, and then do it. And you watch how the fruits are multiplied and increased, how the blessings, how the healings, how the transformation, how the excitement and adventure is in your life each and every day.